This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, more Burkhardt and Brady on Fox. I do want to acknowledge really quick a handful of texts that just came in.
Okay.
Comcast Business Text Line, thank you. There's a few of them congratulating me after what Grandpa Daddy just announced on the air. But one of them caught my mind as extra amusing. So 925, congratulations right back to you. Congratulations to
they.
You. They. We. Congratulations to you. I'm just as happy as my divorce is final today.
LFG.
So there's that.
Yeah. What? You and I have
been there too.
We've been on both sides of this.
That can be
now.
A good day too.
It can be.
It can be.
Right. And it's, so good. I mean, when it becomes final, it becomes final.
Yeah.
And so, as you know, that paperwork, that thing can keep going now.
Oh, for good.
It's longer than an Andy Reid touchdown drive. Yeah. And I'm looking at...
slower than one,
two. 7, 8, 9. I'm looking at a 13-play drive where they go 79 yards down the field, and he did a Shanahan. Run, run, pass, run, run, pass, run, scramble, run, incomplete, 1 yard touchdown on 4th and 1.
Yep.
He Shanahan twice.
Yep.
In that second half.
Yeah, no, that one, I mean, listen.
Dude.
There are a lot of ways to lose to the Chiefs. That one really, really hurt. It really, really hurt with the way that it all happened. I think that 49er fans were mentally prepared, certainly for the possibility that they could lose this game. They were a 1-point favorite. It's the Chiefs. Of course you can lose this football game.
Yeah, I actually took the Chiefs. All you fade the dinner
people. I'm aware. You have an opportunity.
Y'all going to have to eat that.
Well, you're going to be hot if you get both of them tonight. Well, we'll do that later.
Yeah, the picks are in, so yeah, I'm ready.
You're
locked in.
You're on one in a row, so congrats on that.
Yep.
But anyway, as far as the way this all goes down, for Patrick Mahomes to throw two picks and have no touchdowns, but instead, the Chiefs beat you by running the ball down your throat and by totally stopping you from being able to do it. And then your budding star quarterback goes out there and has the worst game of his career. And everything is penalized. And. Undisciplined. Once again, another return on special teams going against you. All of those things add up. That's as frustrating as it could have been. So there's no excusing that away. There's no shortage, I think, of being frustrated, of being disappointed. The only thing I would say is I keep yesterday in yesterday. I don't take yesterday to go, okay, so now Brock sucks, Kyle sucks, Niners suck. No, they did yesterday.
Right. I understand the lack of finality in your takeaway, and that's fair, but I look at a pattern of bad football behavior, and I think, well, to turn this around and to get to where I thought that they had a chance to get to this year, they're still allowed to, and it's still possible, but I'm seeing disturbing trends on this team that make me feel like what we saw yesterday is more the norm than it is the exception.
No, I agree with you. However, like this just came in Comcast Business Text Line, and I agree with this one. 415 says, I'm more disappointed that we lost to our division foes after we had big leads. Chiefs are an AFC team. The loss is not as consequential. So I get it. No, like today, it hurts, But yes, if you look back on this, it's way stupider that they lost to the Rams and the Cardinals than it is the Chiefs.
Sure.
As disappointing as this effort was.
Agreed. Yeah. And that's why I said last week going into the game yesterday that the Dallas game is bigger than the Kansas City game. And I said it then, and I'll say it again now, because it's a conference game. And conference games are more important when you get to tiebreaker than non-conference games. And yes, it hurts that Kansas City beat you for a fifth straight time. And this one was kind of close. And I just look at the way that game went yesterday, and I see three or four pivot points where you had a chance to still go out there and win the game, score a touchdown, win the game. Brock Purdy with a red zone interception that was ghastly. And, you know, an early mistake where you stop them on a fake punt, which was great, a great piece of coaching.
Yep, yep.
And Kyle Shanahan and company, they learned from their mistake, and they left the defense on the field. And Kansas City tried to run the same little play that was run against them before, and they stuffed it. And you promptly throw an interception on the very next pass. So many gut punches yesterday from the offense that make me scratch my head. Not about yesterday, because yesterday's done, but I look at the mistakes that were made. Trent Williams with a hold, defensive penalties, unnecessary mistakes. They had 12 men on the field on a play that ultimately didn't kill you, because they only got half the distance of the goal, so they went from the 1 to the half-yard line. But little attention to detail, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just watching video of something that was very, very early in the game before Brandon Ayuk went out, where it looked like Brock Purdy was getting ready to target Brandon. That was option 1 on the play. And Chris Conley ran the wrong route and ran right in front of him. And so Brock had to sort of scramble and just grabbed 2 or 3 yards and falls down. And Brandon's out there giving the palms up what for at Conley. And these are the things we don't even see.
Yeah.
Because they're not even on the TV screen. You know, and you wonder, you're like, all right, well, Chris Conley's not supposed to be out there. But then again, he is. And I'm not comfortable with the idea of just because you're a bench player, that means you're allowed to go in there and not know what the hell you're doing. Like, we don't do that, too. By the way, congratulations also in order today to Moses Moody, who is now for 3 more years locked in as a Golden State Warrior at $39 million total. Good for him.
I mean, locked in as an NBA player.
Yeah, he's got $39 million got locked in.
Yeah.
But how would you feel about him? He came, well, I didn't know where to go because I don't usually play. Well, no.
Yeah.
It's your job to know what to do when you get in there.
No doubt.
So, like, I don't know, man. Like, yes, in the end, it goes everywhere. Everybody wants to pick a blame spot today. Go ahead, pick it.
Yep.
But you can pick whatever you want.
You
it's
sure
all
can.
True.
And I just looking at the game again this morning and taking the notes, as I always take the notes, and I'm looking at Kansas City, and they had a grand total of 0 offensive penalties. And they had just one Jeez. Snap where they were in 2nd and more than 10 or 3rd and more than 10. And you mentioned it earlier, their ability to just get 2 or 3. Kareem Hunt, just get 3, and then a quick pass, get 4. Now it's 3rd and 4,
third and 3.
And it's, you know, Patrick Mahomes. And I can't help but think about some of the plays he made. That little, I'm going to scramble, shovel pass that he shovels it out for 8 yards. And the one later in the game where he's falling down and he just kind of sidearm flips it to Kelce. And they move the chains and they keep moving the chains and avoiding stupid mistakes. And if you think about the biggest mistakes in the game, yeah, Mahomes with a couple of picks. One was a Kalia Davis knock it up special, which was great. Shout out knocked up. Be safe out there, everyone. But other than that, the only other pick he threw, his receiver fell down. End of Kansas City mistakes.
Yeah.
They were pretty clean.
They were very clean. That's what I'm jealous of when I hear that. It's not like, oh, Mahomes and his devastating arm. No, I'm jealous of the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs offense didn't commit any penalties. The Niners hadn't been on the field for more than 28 seconds when they had already committed their first really kind of backbreaking penalty. Because 2nd and 20 is a dead drive.
Yep.
Like probably 90% of the time. And that's your first intro to the fans? It's literally, the game is just starting. The fans are on their feet. The stadium is ready to rock. And before anybody can even figure out who's got the ball, you're already warming your punter up.
Yeah.
It's brutal, man, and there's been too much of that this year.
You mentioned that, and I'm looking later in the first half where Trent holds on first down. Now it's 1st and 20. Kittle gets a 22-yard catch, and then Grendel gets 3. Okay, still alive, 2nd and 7. You have a sack where they brought the tight end over and the guard pulled and they both missed
yep.
the defensive end. And then another pressure, pass to Ayuk, incomplete, and then you have to punt. It's like just when you're starting to maybe you convert a first and 20 and you're thinking, okay, they avoided the hold and now they're going to get this thing moving, you end up punting.
I've made this comparison already a couple of times this year. The Niners right now moving down the field, and this is very foreign to us because their offense has been so good the last couple of years. Moving down the field to get a touchdown feels like hitting a four-pick parlay. It's incredibly hard to do. But you have to, it's like, okay, first thing, you have to actually like drop back and do all the assignments and complete a pass. But then you have to also overcome the holding penalty. And then you've got to also overcome the offensive line that went the wrong way. And then you have to overcome the two receivers that ran into one another and overcome all of the injuries that you may or may not have on this particular series or game. And if you could do all that, then you're allowed to have a touchdown. Well, good God. What happened to just like, you know, call the plays and
yeah.
they work 67% of the time and you move down the field?
The old script where it's 12 plays, right. 70 yards, and you're up 7-0.
Man.
And three first downs in the first half, Mark.
Come on, one of them was courtesy
of a PI.
No, exactly. I remember that moment. We're early in the game, and the Niners had three or four drives, and I looked at Christie, and I go, they've got one first down, and it's because the stupid Chiefs held somebody.
Yep.
That's it. They have not actually thrown a pass beyond the sticks yet, and we're like middle of the second quarter.
Punt, pick, punt were your first three.
Dog.
And then you get a PI, and you had to settle for a 55-yard field goal. Hey, you get the lead. 3-0.
Crazy.
LFG.
Crazy. Jaime, San Pablo. Hi. Thanks for calling, Jaime. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Hey, so my thing is this. If you guys remember, in 2021, we in the beginning of the season, we went through a rough patch, too. We lost four in a row, I believe it was. And last year, we lost, what, three in a row also in the beginning of the season? The Niners have started off this way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I don't know if you guys remember or not, but we've started off with bad games at the beginning of the season, injuries, this and that, and this and that. And then it just, you know, okay, one win comes, another win comes, and then we get back on track. Maybe this year doesn't look like that. But I'm just saying, hearing that all this stuff about Purdy and Kyle, it's like, come on, guys. Regardless, Purdy has been doing things that, you know, I don't want to call him any names, but number 10 wouldn't be doing the things that Purdy has been doing in his past couple of games or his past couple of seasons. Kyle, I mean, you know, the stash guy before Kyle came. I mean, Kyle and Purdy, you know, it's way better than we've had before. Yes, at moments we're mad, we get upset, but we have to relax, calm down, and think about where we're at, where we were at before, and just move on. I mean, Kyle might be Andy Reid from Philadelphia Eagles. He might be good enough. We might get there, and we might not. He's young. Too bad for us. He might not win it with us, but he's gonna get there. But, I mean, as of right now, I'm like, okay, you know, relax. We took that L. They beat our butts, whatever. But just keep it positive. Try to go. Like, right, I like the Mike Williams. Go out there and try to get Mike Williams, you know. And then why not play the rookie? What's his name? The receiver. He had two great plays yesterday.
You talking about Pearsall, I mean, or more, Cowing? You talking about Cowing? You talking about Jacob Cowing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, now you're going to have to. Yeah, Jaime, thanks very much. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm with you in a general sense. However, it's not a day to tell people to calm down. This one hurts. This one, it was very irritating. This is a very irritating football game to watch. Very, very irritating. And so I understand that. Now, I will point out, he brings up 2022. This is a fun exercise. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. In 2022, the 49ers took on the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
I've heard of them.
In week 7. They lost that football game. They lost that one by 3 touchdowns.
Brock threw a pick in that game. What else is new?
He did. It was in garbage time, and he did not start the game. But the 49ers lost that game by 21 points in week 7 at home to the Kansas City Chiefs and made their record. Yeah, everybody, guess what? Go ahead. Wait for it. What was their record when they lost that game?
Yep.
What was it?
3-4, Mark.
3-4. The very next week, they had to face a rival in a game that they felt they had to have going into their bye week. That year, it was the Los Angeles Rams. It was on the road. The 49ers won it by 2.5 touchdowns. They went to 4-4, and they went into their bye. What happened after that? Guess what? They never lost again. Until the NFC title game when Brock Purdy's arm removed itself from the rest of his body. So, I am not projecting that. I agree with all of you who say the problems look bigger this year than they did that year. But that year, they were 3-4, and there was all kinds of quarterback drama. Trey Lance had already been hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo was back into the fold the year after we all thought he was gone. Then, of course,
he got hurt.
Yeah, then he gets hurt 3 weeks later, but he went on a 4-game winning streak himself before Brock Purdy came into the fold.
Right.
So, like, 3-4, you know, go back to Jonathan a few callers ago that's like, dude, it's time to tank this thing. Let's get some draft picks. The last time they were 3-4, week 7, with a week 9 bye, they never lost again. So, they never lost again. They went 13-4.
Right. And that season, the parallel that I'm going to draw is the way that 3-4 was created, because you were at the first loss.
Yes.
In a very wet and rainy, I don't even know if rainy does it justice.
Oh my
God. I remember you showing me pictures of you and your boys out there in Chicago.
I've never been more soaked in my life.
Right.
At any point in my entire life.
Soaked. And
soaked.
You lost to Chicago, and I think Dante Pettis with a big catch against you in 19-10.
Good memory.
And you lost to Denver 2 weeks later when Jimmy Garoppolo decided to Orlovsky out of the back of the end zone. You lose that game 11-10. So those two losses, you lost to Atlanta on the road, which was a scheduled loss, and I told you back then that that's what it was going to be.
Did you?
Yeah, it was the second game of your little road trip where you go to the Greenbrier, and Atlanta ran it right down your throat. That, for me, was kind of like the Minnesota game where you just got beat, and you tip your cap because sometimes you're going to lose, but the other two losses were fluky, and they went into that Kansas City game, and they probably should have been 5-1, much like this year, where many people think you should have been 5-1 going into this one.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
That, to me, is where the parallels end, because you had peak McCaffrey on that team. You had a better defense on that team than you did now.
You did not actually have peak McCaffrey on that team. When you had peak McCaffrey on that team, they won all the games. McCaffrey was acquired, in fact, 4 days after that loss to Atlanta. And he played part-time in the loss to Kansas City. Once he got up to speed, they never lost again.
That's my point.
Why can't that happen this year?
Because he's not going to play against Dallas, and he's a question mark to even play out of the bye. And if he plays out of the bye, he's not going to be where he was coming to the team. He came into the team, he was healthy, and he was ready to roll.
Right, but larger picture is that Christian McCaffrey might be Christian McCaffrey for the second half of the year. And I'm by no stretch saying that the 49ers are going to roll off 9 in a row. Like, I'm not saying that by any stretch.
Right.
But could they win 6 or 7 of them? Sure. Well, I would guess that. That'd be my guess.
You think that they're going to go at least 6-3 after the bye?
I think the 49ers are good for 10 wins this year. Yes, I still do.
So you think they're going to beat Dallas, and then they're going to win 6 of 9 coming out of the bye?
I definitely think they're going to beat Dallas. And then you look to that second half of the season, what would you have left? Eight more games?
Yeah, and the this is where...
Well, no, you'd have nine more games. You'd have nine more
games. This is where I will draw the parallel and say it's not accurate based on just the schedule, because that year when you came out and you ran the table after the bye, you were playing a third-place schedule, and the teams that you played weren't very good. You played a Raider team, a Commander team, you had Arizona twice, and yeah, you beat Tom Brady, the GOAT,
yep.
And you beat him here. But
you went to Seattle with broken ribs.
Fine.
On a Thursday night.
It doesn't matter, the ribs. We're talking about the schedule.
Well, no, it does. I mean, the difficulty of it was not, like, a third-place
right.
schedule can end up difficult. Seattle was not a bad team.
And it was a short week.
Yep.
A double short week. I look at this schedule coming off the bye, and it's markedly
harder.
More
yeah,
difficult.
It's harder. It's harder, but you, in theory, should be actually a more well-rounded team this time.
See, like, I don't think so.
Well, that time, you had a third-string quarterback coming in to play his first NFL games. Like, I would argue, you have the opportunity this time around, if blessed with a little bit of health, to be a more mature football team. I'll grant you the schedule is harder on paper.
I don't know if you can say that you're going to be blessed with health, because Ayuk is gone. He won't be playing. Debo has had a really hard time playing a couple of games in a row. McCaffrey may or may not be ready to go ever this year. We don't know
may
that.
May or may not. But it's
Jay
possible.
Greenlaw, same thing. He's allowed to play.
No, but right now, the what we're hearing from camp and from reports is good with regard to
sure.
Christian. His
yeah.
rehab right now is going the way you want it to go. They have not had any setbacks. They are loosening him up each week. It is going well so far over the last 2 weeks.
That's exciting.
That's
but
good.
In terms of expectations for Christian McCaffrey, 2 years ago he was in a much better spot coming off the bye than he is right now.
But they also went 9-0, and I'm telling you
right.
they can go 6-3. That's also very different. I'm granting
sure.
what you're saying in there, that Detroit and Green Bay and Buffalo and these guys are all on the schedule
and
this
Tampa
year.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that'll be a hard one, although that could be McCaffrey's debut. It's also coming off a bye. Niners will have the rest advantage dips.
Will they?
Yeah.
Maybe
against Tampa Bay?
It might be a 3-day rest advantage.
Well, they got a bye.
Right.
And Tampa plays tonight.
Well, Kansas City had a bye this
right.
week, and they only had a +3 advantage over Tampa, over the Niners.
Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay plays on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. While the, I'm sorry. They will play Monday night in Kansas City. They will be on 6 days rest, while the Niners will be on 14.
Oh, that's big.
It's huge.
We'll go ahead and file that away.
+8.
It's a big time +8.
Right.
It's one of the only pluses on the year.
Straight back to the calls in a moment, but Kyle Shanahan is talking right now, and Mark Grandy has these injury updates.
Yeah, I know you guys are talking about Christian McCaffrey. Haven't heard anything from Shanahan about McCaffrey. However, there are a number of ones to run through here from the game yesterday. First of all, Chris Conley has an ankle. He's day-to-day.
Okay.
George Kittle, a foot sprain. He's day-to-day. Debo Samuel still out with illness. He has fluid in his lungs. It's some sort of pneumonia. He is currently in the hospital.
Oh, crap.
And the 49ers have no timeline for his return. They will see how he progresses over the next couple of days. And Kyle Shanahan has also confirmed what we already know, an ACL and MCL tear, at least for Brandon Ayuk. His season is officially over.
Okay. So, and maybe that sheds a little light on the Debo thing. I think it's hard when people are just here, like, you see him in uniform and he goes, I'm sick. Like, it's hard for fans to be like, dude, tough it out. But it's Debo Samuel. And I had the hard time believing, like, why? I don't understand this. If he's got fluid in his lungs, it's very possible that Debo's having a hard time breathing.
You could see
and,
that.
Yeah,
and they cut to him on the sideline, and he didn't have the I'm so tired oxygen mask that players have all the time. He had the full-on mask and the bag underneath it. He had his own oxygen set up because it was clear, and he actually tried to come back on the field, and he played a couple of snaps and then back to the sideline. So, wow, that one for me is maybe the most concerning of all. Outside of Ayuk, he's gone for the year. We know that. But Debo with fluid in his lungs and he's in the hospital?
In the hospital, which certainly brings into question next week. Although, if I know Debo Samuel and George Kittle, they play in Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. They're playing.
George is playing. But
George, that'd be my guess.
If Debo has fluid in his lungs, if he's got some sort of pneumonia.
Yeah, clear that thing up.
I mean, you might have like something far worse than pneumonia. You could have you know, what's the other thing that you have? It's not pneumonia. I'll look it up. I can't remember all these illnesses.
I can't believe it. The radio doctor doesn't know the all the illnesses. Do you know all the cheeses? Anyway, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's all your calls all day. Let's keep it going. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.